Flip through a newspaper or a magazine, and most charity events you come across feature women in fancy gowns and men in tuxes dining on fine china. Well, now a fundraiser of a different stripe held this past weekend in New York. NPR's Margot Adler went to check it out.
The place, New York Soho, known for art galleries and hipsters, the dress casual, the age young, the cause, kids with autism, and the surprising theme, bacon. You might think Soho would have a vegan event, not a bacon palooza, but $50 got you tickets to a 3-day affair with everything bacon, even Bacon the Musical.
Whose mama has the bacon?
John Ordover, who runs the Soho Gallery of Digital Art and was the primary mover behind the fundraiser, says except for those with a religious requirement against pork, everybody loves bacon.
Bacon crossed all the social lines, rich, poor, happy, sad, outgoing, introverted. If there's one thing everyone can agree on, it's bacon.
Bacon-wrapped shrimp with chipotle sauce, bacon sweet potato hash, bacon-wrapped dates, bacon dipped in chocolate, to mention a few. As for the drinks at the bar,
there's the first, which is a BLT. It's bacon, vodka, tomato juice, and a sprig of lettuce. And the second is a bacon and egg cream. It's bacon, vodka, chocolate syrup, and seltzer and milk.
Can't really taste too much bacon-flavored vodka, but I could drink these all night.
Because of the vodka.
Pretty delicious.
Danny Comer is trying the bacon egg cream.
Yeah, but you can't go wrong with anything with vodka, right?
Alice Shankin walks in the door. Why is she here?
I have a dog named Bacon. I like it extra crunchy and almost burned, and I like it rare. It's just the best food ever.
Then there are the bacon products, all items given for charity. Keith DeCandido reels them off, starting with a book.
Bacon, a love story. It's a heartwarming tale, or at least a stomach-warming tale. We have bacon-flavored lip balm. We have a Mr. Bacon's board game. We have a bacon-shaped wallet. Bacon air freshener, bacon soap so you can smell like bacon.
Not to mention bacon jelly beans and bacon-flavored popcorn, Patty Stone was buying the board game Mr. Bacon's Great Adventure.
There's Wiener Wasteland and the Sausage Sea. And you got to get to the Gristle Grotto. So what more? And you have a 6-year-old at home, so this is fabulous.
Since it's radio, we won't dwell on some of the live performances like the woman doing a burlesque striptease wearing bacon pasties. Instead, we'll give you the Gregorian chants based on bacon recipes.
10-pound batch of cold briquettes, hickory or
there were bacon cartoons and art all over the walls, and given that this was a gallery of digital art, it was not surprising to find Lauren Pollack with her cell phone out.
I actually just texted a picture of the event to a coworker whose wife does meat art and mostly does bacon-themed artwork.
Who knew there was such a demand? Kim Kindia, Ordover's partner, said it's not that bacon is the hippest meat, as some were saying. It belongs here because Soho is an old Italian neighborhood.
Cold cuts, cured meats, pork. You know, New Yorkers love their corned beef. They love their pastrami. They love their deli meats.
But Ordover, who has an 8-year-old son with autism, is perfectly willing to have another charity event for those averse to bacon. Perhaps chocolate-covered tofu. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.